right. Next up, item 7, another briefing item. Dana Reynolds, Wireless Fidelity Pilot Program.
Chairman and Commissioners, for the record, my name is Dana Reynolds, and I'm the IT Operations Manager, Information Technologies Operations Manager. This morning's briefing is to make you aware of a technology project that is currently underway at our state parks. The agency's Information Technology Divisions and State Parks Divisions are investigating providing a new amenity for our park guests. This amenity will allow visitors to access the Internet, an Internet connection from their PCs or laptops while they're enjoying our beautiful state parks. I wanted to give you all a little bit of background information on this project. A few years ago, our state business park office noticed a trend in the privately owned campgrounds to provide this wireless Internet service. They do it during non-peak seasons, and they felt like it had people come during the non-peak seasons. In order to stay competitive, our state parks department wanted to find out if this service was something our customers wanted as well. And during the same time period, there were a lot of success stories as far as wireless Internet connections. The city of Austin actually has put wireless access points in all of their public buildings and city parks. And TxDOT put wireless access points at the rest areas, and they actually give the service away for free for the first few usages, and then after that they require payment after that. And then also, you guys probably know that Starbucks and Denny's and restaurants like that offer this service to young people so that they can, and they feel like that this really increases their business. So I'm here today to tell you a little bit about the project and to tell you about the objectives of our pilot. And the main important objective is to determine if the service is beneficial for our visitors and also beneficial for our agency. There were actually 14 parks that were participating in the pilot, and I've selected a few to tell you all why we selected these. Cedar Hill, Government Canyon, Ray Roberts, and McKinney Falls were selected because they have a close proximity to major metropolitan areas, and we wanted to see if we could increase the day usage at those parks by allowing the service to take place. Benson Rio Grande World Averting Center actually has a coffee shop in it, and so we wanted to put that one online and see, you know, if people would use that service there. Bastrop State Park, Inks Lake, and Tyler were selected because of their diverse challenges associated with tree coverage and environmental concerns. And so we wanted to see if we could take on some parks that had some challenges associated with them. Palliser Canyon State Park was selected because we wanted to encourage increased RV camping at that park. And Galveston Island State Park was selected because we knew that was a really busy state park, and we wanted to see if people would utilize it, the service there. One of the major goals of the wireless project is obviously to determine the costs associated with it. We have direct costs associated with hardware and software, also staff time and travel. The system that we are using is an affordable, custom-engineered solution whose architect, Taylor Blackwell, works for our IT department, so we're able to cut costs that way a little bit. We also are in the process of determining the benefits of this service. We want to see if visitors in our state parks want the same amenities as at the privately owned campgrounds, and we want to ensure that we provide a satisfying experience for our customers, one that's fast, reliable, and easy to use. We also have already seen that there's a benefit to our park host visitor, our park host volunteer program. And the reason that they've actually asked for this service, and we feel like that they'll stay at our parks longer if we provide this service, our park host visitors. And we also have seen a benefit from the use, another intrinsic benefit is the use of by state park staff. The service was created with this benefit in mind, And so it provides our park staff with the ability to securely access their email and also other systems from anywhere in the park. For the pilot, the service is free. We're not charging anybody for it, but we are going to, one of the objectives of the pilot is to find out how we can recover costs for this particular type of amenity. We must also understand how our visitors are using the service and make sure to provide a right fit from an availability perspective. We consulted with park managers and staff to ensure that the right number of hot spots are installed in strategic locations where visitors will most likely use them. There's a hot spot right over there, that cone-like thing that's coming out of the ceiling, and that's actually how you guys are accessing your files on your service right now. So we are using the wireless network in this room. At state parks, the hot sites have typically been in campgrounds and day use facility areas. We must also ensure that the visitor internet usage does not impact the park's business network usage. And lastly, we are very concerned with providing a quality service. We are soliciting feedback from our customers and will address any issues that they may have while using this service. So far, we've installed all but four of the pilots. So we have 14 and we've installed about 10 of them. And we're gathering usage statistics on some of the parks already. The parks that I've listed up here were installed during early October and early November. And and the way that we calculate the usage statistics is based on sessions. So we define a session as access during a 24-hour period. And we only count one session. So if somebody accesses the system five times during one 24-hour period, we only count that as one session. As you can see, Galveston State Park has a commanding lead right now in usage statistics, and that's most likely because they're busy all year long, and also because right now is kind of the slow season for other state parks, and so we expect those numbers to go up for the other state parks as we continue on with this process. We are already getting positive feedback from our customers, and the day that we install Inks Lake and Galveston State Park, we already had pretty good usage on that. And I'd also like to mention that here in Austin, we installed the wireless for the Expo, and that was very helpful to sell staff at our state park store and also to provide that service for our vendors. Okay, we have been receiving positive feedback, especially from our state park staff. At Bastrop, we added the pool and the complex office so that they can communicate back and forth with each other. And we also added the store at East Lake, and they do credit card validation through the wireless internet now. And we also added the Enchanted Rock maintenance building where staff members are located, and so now they don't have to run up the hill to talk to their counterparts at the headquarters. And obviously, like I mentioned before, we're getting positive feedback from Galveston and Inks Lake, and people are actually using and liking the service. So what's next? All pilot sites will be live by March 2007, and then we'll start our evaluation in earnest. We must monitor usage, performance, and availability of equipment from March to July. And then based on our findings, we'll make recommendations to expand this service to any of the parks and other publicly accessed facilities at Parks and Wildlife that may benefit from it. Thank you for your time, and if you have any questions for me, I'd be happy to answer them.
Robert, Graham?
Yeah, I was just curious, what is the range of the wireless?
It's actually line of sight. So if you think about line of sight, it's about 300 or 400 yards. Mm-hmm. But also, if you were to go and buy a wireless internet card, make sure you buy a good one, because that's real important. The cheapy ones, Linksys and all of those, don't work very well.
Okay. Thank you.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Thank you, Dan.
Thank you.